Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. His book is Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, the first manned flight to another world. We've been hurrying with NASA to lunar orbit. We pause now because this is taking place inside the Cold War, which, for those of us who lived through it, was massive. Every moment there was the possibility of nuclear weapons exchanges. In fact, there were many instances during the Cold War where accidents could have led to catastrophe that we can only speculate about now. At the same time, Bob, throughout his story, relates ongoing crises that very much are backdrops to NASA's striving to reach the moon. Remember, it was a mission set by Jack Kennedy, who dies tragically, involved in the fantasies of a young man who had defected to the Soviet Union and then pretended to be either anti-Cuban or pro-Cuban. And Kennedy's mission was passed off to Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson applies himself, builds the Houston Manned Space Program, and continues at the same time to involve the U.S. in the Vietnam War, their civil rights at home, and the Berlin crisis, which he inherited from Jack Kennedy. At the same time, there was the Cuban Missile Crisis. I could go on with crises, invasions, Prague Spring of 68. This chaos, I was a young person at the time in university. This chaos was all presented to us as the way of the world. You just get used to this chaos, but it always was backed up by nuclear weapons. NASA was seen as outside of the military contest, but as I read Bob's recitation and remind myself, this was a race to be the superior culture over the Soviet Union, which had been bragging and boasting of its Roscosmos. Bob, I want to go back even further. Khrushchev, who was replaced in 64 by Brezhnev, was a man who drove the Roscosmos program, and the United States didn't know that. We didn't know that they were stunts, and so NASA was always playing catch-up, and I still feel that even though we're in orbit around the moon now with Apollo 8, there's a sense of what's going to happen next. Is that accurate, Bob? Is that your conversation with them? We don't know.
Yeah. We have to also put the context, the political context of 1968 itself. That was really one of the most tumultuous years of the 1960s. You listed a lot of things beginning in the 60s with Khrushchev sending off military stunts, Khrushchev and the UN saying, "We will bury you." But by 68, the Vietnam was at its height. There were riots all year. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Robert Kennedy was assassinated. Czechoslovakia was invaded by the Soviet Union. This was a very difficult year with a lot of ugly things happening, all related to this Cold War. Because Vietnam, we were in Vietnam because of the Cold War, and the students in the world like you did not want to go because it was not a well-thought-out military action. There was no sense to why we should do it. The NASA was part of the Cold War, a part of the battle in the Cold War, but unlike the military aspects, it was a civilian program trying to just simply do great things. And I must add that in Russia, their Roscosmos program to go into space, in a sense, was the same thing, just trying to do great things. Now, both were trying to prove their way of life was better, but nonetheless, this was not a military action. This was trying to demonstrate the ability of the human race to explore the universe. by both sides. And that gave it a positive tint that was very different from the rest of the Cold War, and without question, contrasted strongly with what was going on there earlier in the rest of 1968.
I read also, Bob, there's a military culture at NASA. The three astronauts are military veterans. That was important to them.
John, I'm going to interrupt. NASA did not have a military culture. I just dispute that. The astronauts definitely came out of the military because they had jet pilot and aviation experience. That's why they picked them in the initial days. They were test pilots. They were willing to risk their lives. But the people who ran NASA were not military people generally. They were civilians, engineers, managers. They ran it, in a sense, like the military, because they were thinking in terms of World War II. We have a big mission, we've got to organize, and we've got to do it smart. I dispute saying that NASA was a military operation, because they were not secretive as a general rule. They were not. So I just dispute that. I'm sorry, I have to say that.
Fine. You were the author. I'm reading into it.
Yeah.
Because 1968 was a very bad year. You've touched on some of the disasters. There was no reason to expect there was going to be a 1969. It was that dire. And then the presidential contest with Lyndon Johnson dropping out, there was no center. And the way NASA was presented, Bob, and I remember Norman Mailer writing the book about the Apollo mission. This would be 68, 69, because it's all going to happen very quickly. He mocked NASA as an expression of the superior military culture of America to win the Cold War. He mocked
that. That was one of the things that happened after this mission was there was an attempt to slander NASA in as many ways as possible. Now, I will point out that one of the problems that NASA had, one of the fundamental problems of this entire program, was that even though Kennedy did it to prove that a free people could do it better, he adopted a Soviet-style, top-down, government-run program. And so even though he was trying to prove a free people could do it, and NASA depended on private companies to do everything, most things, in the end, it was a Soviet-style program, and this was one of the saddest lessons that came out of Apollo 8. It taught our generation, you and me, the 60s baby boom generation, that the government's the way to do things. And so for the next 50 years, we relied on having a space program, not a free industry, another NASA running everything. And that's one of the great tragedies. It's not so much that it was a military operation, John, but it was a top-down, centralized, command-structured program. Even if they'd relied on private enterprise to do things, it was still the government in control. And that was the tragedy that came out of this, and it was unfortunate. There were opportunities in the early 60s to allow private enterprise to do this kind of stuff outside of the government, and the government actually stepped in to stop it and let NASA take over.
One more observation, Bob. It was a dead end. Did they see that at the time, a dead end?
I don't know if any of NASA didn't see it as a dead end. They really hoped that they go on to explore the moon, to settle the moon, build bases. But the truth of the matter is, because it was a overall single stunt to win the Cold War, once the landing was achieved, it died. And it died partly because it was a government program, and Americans don't like their money spent. If a lot of people don't want their money spent on this, then it's going to lose political support, and that's exactly what happened.
Bob Zimmerman, the book is Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, the first manned flight to another world. When we come back, it's Christmas Eve. I'm John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.